Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Many of us assume that economists are only concerned with the mathematics behind our economic activity. But at its heart, the discipline seeks to understand why people behave the way they do. Terence Burnham, associate professor of economics at Chapman University, explains how an improved understanding of biology is shedding light on human economic behavior.
There is a new approach in economics that looks at the biological and evolutionary basis of behavior. This new approach has revealed the surprising role of the hormone testosterone in economic life. Before the introduction of biology, economics was divided into two competing factions. Neoclassical economics argues that people are rational and emotionless optimizers. In sharp contrast, behavioral economists see humans as emotional and irrational. Let's consider how understanding testosterone can improve economics. Think about something that appears to be very far from credit cards and employment: chimpanzee fights. In the forests of Africa, chimpanzees battle for status with violent contests of strength. Surely chimpanzee fights are evidence of the sort of irrational behavior documented by behavioral scholars. However, there is a rationale to the fighting. Male chimpanzees fight for status. Those that become the alpha male have more sex and more baby chimpanzees carrying their genes for fighting. Importantly, high chimpanzee status is associated with high testosterone. Testosterone is important in a wide variety of human and non-human behavior. One of the puzzles in economics is costly breakdowns in negotiations. Testosterone, it has been revealed, plays a role in such disputes. In experimental negotiations, high testosterone males were the people responsible for conflict. Specifically, high testosterone men were willing to take losses themselves to inflict even greater losses to others. Why? The answer is, while the behavior is bad, it is part of an adaptive biological system for modulating behavior. Just as the chimps fight for their genes, so the underpinning of human economic behavior was built into humans a long time ago.
That was Chapman University's Terence Burnham. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.